Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome. So it's a winter wonderland here today. We got like 2 or 3 inches of snow overnight, and it's looking quite spectacular. My husband forgot that I podcast and is phoning me right now. Just let me send him a text message. So, how are you all doing? So today I want to talk about the energies of unfinished business. So if you've been listening, you know that I've just gone on a wild journey of reconnection with my dad and having a really great relationship for the last 3 years, and now he has crossed over and I'm dealing with that part of it. But what I don't have with him is any unfinished business, because we talked about it all. And I'm grateful. And I know that's not easy. Not at all, because I had some other family members that were upset about not asking the questions they wanted. And there might be some unfinished business there for them. And so I'm encouraging everybody, if I'm working with clients and friends, if you have some unfinished business, so how do you know if it's unfinished business? If you kind of obsess about it when it pops in every once in a while, I did have unfinished business with my dad, and over the years when I wanted to reach out and reconnect to him, I was guided I shouldn't say guided because that's not what happened. I was told not to by someone that may or may not have had an agenda. That's his unfinished business and his stuff. I'm not going to live in regret that I didn't push it. I'm going to accept, I did. I am accepting of what happened, and it played out the way it was supposed to. But man, the secrets and the stuff that I learned when I ignored the don't do it and reconnected anyway. And the gifts I got were incredible. The challenges were surprising. But I now don't have any unfinished business with my dad. And so when I was looking for a journey, guided imagery to do for this podcast today, I do have a whole journey for unfinished business. It's a little bit deep to do on the podcast, but if you are interested in exploring that, or you want some support in helping you untangle some of your own unfinished business, reach out to me or book a soul session and we will do that. It's a very deep journey, but man, I feel like the results it will get you will be profound, because what we want is peace of mind, right? Now, unfinished business. If you have unfinished business because you want someone to apologize for something, or you want someone to validate that you were right and they were wrong, that's going to be bumpy unfinished business, and you might not get what you want there, because everybody does what they do they all have a reason, right? And humans are messy. But if you have unfinished business with someone and you want to reach out for your peace of mind and just to, like, get some answers, when the answers you get might not be what you're expecting. Some of the answers that I got was like, that's interesting. And I realized that we are not in alignment, and that's okay. I am now okay with it. So the peace of mind can come in different forms, and maybe it's just for you to let go and accept. Because maybe the characters or the situations are not, you're not going to get what you want. And so check in with your intentions and your expectations. If you have unfinished business with someone because you feel like there's an apology that should have happened, but they're not in the space to even have a conversation about it, you won't get that apology. And even if you apologize for your part in it, as long as you're not expecting a certain result, it can still create peace of mind for you, and you can then let it go. Because unfinished business can fester in our energies and in our bodies and in our spirit and in our mind if we don't figure out a way to let it go. And there's many ways to let it go, right? You can go on a guided journey. You can forgive them and yourself. You can make peace with, you may never know what the answers to that were. Or what if it happens like mine did, where you reconnected and got to have some conversations? Now, that was not immediate. It was 3 years, and I established a relationship first, because I'm sure he didn't trust me. We were estranged for many, many years. Actions he did, actions I did. We didn't agree with how each other was going to live living their lives and the choices each other made. And so us being estranged was probably better for both of us. I wasn't judging his life and he wasn't judging mine that we knew about. And so, again, it is risky. Because you might not get the answers that you want or the validations. I did. But I also went into this looking to reconnect and see how it went. I did not have big expectations. No, I shouldn't say it like that. I didn't have unrealistic expectations. And I was willing to do the work. And I was willing to take the risk. And it turned out better than I expected with some things and absolutely heartbreaking on others. And I have to accept all of it. We're people, we're messy, super messy. But I don't have any unfinished business. I mean, yes, I'm also very blessed with the gifts I had, and we've had conversations. Not anymore. So when I do mediumship, when someone first crosses over, I make people wait. I won't do it for the first 6 months because I feel like some energies need to get sorted out that only time will do. So when my dad was chatting with me right away, I was a little shocked and thought maybe I had to change the way I approached it. But no, because now he's not. I could dial him up if I really, really wanted to. But he had some things to tell me right after, and now he's doing his thing and I'm doing my thing, and probably in 6 months I'll reconnect and see where he's at and where I'm at. And I feel like it happens this way because in our grief, we can end up creating a connection that's unhealthy for us. They're good. We may not be. And I think that's why I've always been guided to make it at least 6 months. Because we're all a work in progress, right? This is a journey. We're figuring things out. Not all of it makes sense, and that's also okay, right? But if you do have unfinished business, I'm going to encourage you to really look deep into yourself. Have a little soul-to-soul conversation with yourself on what you could do with this unfinished business so that it's no longer unfinished business and you're at peace with it. And again, there's no right single answer. It's a journey. But I can see on people and I can feel it when I'm working with them that unfinished business has festered and it's creating problems for them. And finding a way to make peace with it, it's better for you and for the other people. Maybe cutting some cords of obligation. Maybe taking a step back and looking at it from a different perspective. Maybe having a conversation, and if the other person isn't willing, knowing that they're not willing to meet you halfway and talk about it, that can help you release unfinished business because maybe they're not in a space where they can. And it's not up to you to force them. We are messy. Human beings are messy. We all make mistakes. We all need forgiveness. And that's just how we roll. None of us are living this completely innocent, don't do any wrong life. That's just not part of being human. We're all messy. I've had to apologize for things that I did. Feels super uncomfortable, but I can do it. And I can do it without expecting an apology back. But when we do it with expecting an apology back, that's when we might create some more unfinished business, right? I mean, we're on this crazy journey, and we're here to teach each other. We're here to promote soul growth in each other, and not a straight line, and it's not sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. Here's something else, though. I'm trying an energy experiment. I am really focusing on good things, and I'm making them a celebration. My mom and I are doing this, and we're really making, like, a big deal about anything good that happens. Like, we're celebrating it, we're focusing on it, we're bringing it up often, we're like, woohooing, we're like, laughter yoga-ing it, very good, yay. And it's bringing more, and it is a very cool little experiment you can try, because it's so easy to get sucked in and spiral to the things that are crunchy and uncomfortable and not feeling good. And so switch that up. Also, I'm always going to recommend find a laughing yoga group. Join it. It's the best. I have a laughing yoga group that I belong to that I've helped put together, and then I have a Mindful Monday group that I facilitate, and we're just not even doing, like, we're just being us and shifting our energies. And it's so soul-soothing. It's fantastic. Okay, now, the journey I have of becoming self-assured, I want to make sure I have enough time for it because, well, it's not super long, but it's a little bit long. Okay, so, again, unfinished business. Look in your life. Do you have some? Maybe list it out. So other ways you can deal with someone, if you have unfinished business, write a soul letter. If you want to know how to do that, it's on my website. Write a letter to them and then burn it or bury it. Have a soul-to-soul talk. There's many tools to work through unfinished business that don't necessarily have to end up in confrontation because that's where it gets messy. If you have some unfinished business and you want answers, if you're going in with the intention that you're right, they're wrong, it's not going to work out well. But if you're going there with the intention that you want peace of mind and understanding, no matter what that is, then you can get your answers. Because we do get, with our unfinished business, we often want an apology for someone as unfinished business. But what if we need to apologize to someone for unfinished business? And that's okay. I've done it. Not everybody's in the same space that you are, and that's also okay. And it doesn't make anyone better or worse. It just means everybody's on their own journey. And again, I'm going to say, check your intentions when dealing with unfinished business. Be clear and make your expectations realistic. You can do it. Because otherwise there's guilt and regret, and that can also fester into some uncomfortable things. And again, if you have some unfinished business and you're not sure how to proceed, book a soul session. I can help you untangle it. I'm good at that stuff. All right, so let's do our journey. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds just to shift and wiggle your energy, and then we're going to do this. Here we go. Coming to settle and be at ease. Let's take three big deep breaths. Three big deep breaths. And on one of those breaths, allowing your eyes to close in their own timing. Now, as your normal, regular rhythm of breathing continues, just being here in this moment, giving yourself that gift, begin to imagine a wave of comfort starting at the tips of your toes and moving all the way up to the top of your head and back down again to the tips of your toes. Breathing in. This wave of comfort again moves from the tips of your toes all the way up to the top of your head. And on the exhale, it moves all the way back down again to the tips of your toes. Again, breathing in. This wave of comfort moves from the tips of your toes all the way up to the top of your head. And when you exhale, it moves all the way back down again to the tips of your toes. Each time, the wave of comfort moves up your body and back down again. The vibration from the wave becomes stronger and stronger, sending deeper and deeper comfort. Feeling relaxed, feeling safe, feeling secure. You got this. Just breathing. And again. Breathing in, and it goes from the tips of your toes all the way up to the top of your head, and back down again on the exhale, moving even deeper and deeper into comfort. Just going to allow this wave of comfort to be around for a few moments until you feel completely at ease. And now this wave of comfort continues to work positively, comfortably, as we count backwards from 5 to 0. And when we do, there's a becoming even more comfortable at 0. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed. Just calmly and comfortably bringing forward images easily and effortlessly as any or all of your senses heighten, bringing to life within an image or a feeling perhaps of confidence. What does that look like? What does that feel like? Letting the door of your imagination be open and you're invoking an image or a feeling of confidence. It might be perhaps that asking what does confidence mean creates a feeling of becoming assured, being in the know. So bringing forward an image that stands for assurance might be the beginning. And getting a sense of it, just notice it. Maybe even to recognize someone else in life who has it. What do they seem like? How does it show up? Is something called assurance. What is the essential thing about it? And as there is a sense of getting closer and noticing about it, how does it feel to be with this image or feeling of assurance? Coming to know about this image, it might also be interesting finding out that no matter what, a person with assurance might also know that having even more of it, having a solid inside feeling of boosted assurance, would be ideal for most anything and everything. Allowing the imagination door to open wider and continue imagining even more. It's early in the morning, just as the sun begins to rise. After a healthy climb up to a peak and approaching the top, imagine that someone might possibly be spreading their arms out wide and making a full turn around, taking in the full panoramic view as if to be embracing it all. They say sometimes people do that kind of thing as they create. The claim is that it is a wonderful feeling. Breathing it all in, taking in all the energy of this lifted, expansive view, as though owning it all. And right there and then, at the top of this peak, what they do next is really kind of out there. But many say it's a powerful practice. Imagining the next steps, making declarations, and affirming about goal accomplishment. Still, with arms spreading out widely, sending energy out into the world. First, flooding the inner mind with positive, powerful statements until they cannot help but be speaking the statements aloud. It's been said that by speaking aloud positive declarations and affirmations, a feeling of being connected to a strong energy spreads all around and all through. What is the important thing about it all? You decide. It is imagining the energy of the expanded view, the positive declarations and affirmations, the feeling of positivity, or the boosted assurance within. And now, let's go deeper and deeper, more deeply comfortable now, letting the mind drift and more calm all around and all through. Wonder what it might be like to be owning complete and total assurance. Remember that image that stood for assurance? What it meant? What would it seem like to view the world as that? How would the world seem to be through the eyes of total assurance? How would it feel? Imagining. And getting the sense of the feeling of complete and total assurance. Because getting a sense of becoming that, just as others have become it, it can be happening. Creating a way of being that brings results wanted. And this is the right timing for totally locking the feeling into deeper subconscious mind. So, now, let's visualize or imagine ourselves at the top of our symbolic staircase. With every step down, we reinforce all this energies of assurance so that it soaks into every cell of your being. You know what it feels like. You know what it sounds like. You know how to be it. First at 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, feeling calm, feeling secure, feeling assured, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, might be a little smile on your face now, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, feeling confident, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Now, any negatives have already dissipated and disintegrated. As you drift deeper into this positive domain, and now beginning to be flowing forward in boosted assurance, creating a new habit of becoming assured, ongoing with everything and anything. Feel what you feel, know what you know, see what you see, hear what you hear. Be who you are. And repeating this way of being more often, more of the time, it will become a habit of being assured, a habit of grounded assuredness, all around and all through, all around and all through. I'm going to give you a few moments just to sit in this energy, be in this energy, soak in this energy, feeling this energy, knowing this energy. You got this. And I'm supporting you. Imagining total and complete assurance in every aspect of your life. And repeating inside, I like it. I'm going to give you that pause to soak in this energy. And so for now, letting all of these positive images and thoughts find the just right place to settle in into your deeper mind to begin to take place automatically as a new habit of assurance is reinforced. So as we let all the images fade for now, the strength of them and of you remains. And bringing back the importance of this experience into conscious, outer awake life first at zero to reinforce the positives gained, and at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realize where you placed yourself, the room you were in. Three, with a wonderful sense of well-being, bringing back the good, the positive, and the true from this experience. And four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert. One, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake, and alert. Ooh, I love that one, the self-assurance. Because here's the thing. If you have unfinished business with someone, but you don't know how to approach it, having self-assurance will help you figure that out, right? And knowing yourself, having that inner awareness, and knowing what results you want. Because again, if you're going in with this unfinished business, if you're going in to apologize to somebody for something, that's a different energy than if you're going in expecting or wanting an apology. And we really need to be clear on our intentions if we're going to work on some unfinished business. Because sometimes we just want to be vindicated. We're human. Life is messy. If we didn't make mistakes and it be messy, then we wouldn't be on this planet incarnated, because that's what, it's just how it is, right? And taking ownership and accountability of our own mistakes and then trying to do better, it's helpful. And we got to release guilt and shame with that sometimes. But at the same time, you can do that. You are a work in progress. So I wasn't sure how long that would take, so we're going to wrap up a little bit early today, because I get to go out in the snow and check everybody, see how they did all night. I had a cat who was outside all night. He was very happy to come in. My puppy woke me up at like 4:30, but that's okay, because I kind of fell asleep on the couch last night quite early. Had a little nap appetizer. It's all good. All good. All right. So I'm sending you all a big hug and a blessing. I do have an energy clearing poll on the Facebook and Instagram if you want to check it out and pick which one you want. Both options are very close, so we'll see how this plays out later today. And we'll do the energy clearing tomorrow night. And I hope something truly magical, fun, and uplifting happens to you for the rest of this week. And then notice what you notice. Big hugs. Bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.